Well, folks, we are in the beautiful city of Boonville, and I say that tongue-in-cheek. It's a very small little area here, but it leads into one of the great wine-growing regions here in Northern California. And we are going to be stopping here at Philo Ridge Tasting Room right here in the heart of Boonville. And I'm sitting with Fred, and I'm going to ask you to say that name again. It's a great Italian name.
It's Fred Bonanno.
Bonanno. And it means good year, so happy new year to you, sir, at the same time.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's tell folks about Philo Ridge. You have a very unique label here, and the road going up to your place is right off the main chute here. I'm very excited about Anderson Valley and the wines coming out of here, and they are very much world-class now and coming to the forefront.
Very much so. My wife and I bought the property in 99. It originally was a winery. It was the original Christine Woods. So back then, it was called Rose Family Vineyard. They started it in the early 70s. In fact, the vineyard in front of the house was planted in 76. So it was actually, as far as we can tell, the very first off-the-grid 100% solar winery in the country. We've tried to do some research on that, but it hasn't been easy. 99, we did some additional planting in 2000. Our total acreage in vines is 10 acres. We have 9 acres of Pinot Noir, 1 acre of Pinot Gris. We are 5.33 miles up a dirt road, as you said, but it is an all-weather road. It's doing quite well. My wife and I both have Prius, so we can make it back and forth. 2 miles off the grid, so we are 100% solar and wind powered. We do wines both from here in Anderson Valley, but we also do wines from over the hill, from the rest of Mendocino. All of our wines are Mendocino wines, though.
You have an area here which other varietals don't do as well because of the climate, and then you get over the hill and you get a little bit more of the heat so that the grapes can ripen, and some different varietals, and it's very exciting because the Zinfandels and the Primitivos become very close to my heart, along with the Pinots here from Anderson Valley.
Absolutely. That's the amazing thing about Mendocino County. The county is the size of Switzerland. There's only 90,000 or so people in the entire county, so it's very rural, but it being so large, it gives you so many different types of weather and terroir, so you can grow many, many different types of fruit.
All right, well, let's talk first about your Pinot Gris, interesting wine, and this area really has come to the forefront with these wines, too, which is kind of exciting. There's a festival once a year for the Alsace varietals.
Our Pinot Gris comes from the Helleva Vineyard. The Helleva Vineyard is over by the Boonville International Airport, as it's euphemistically called. It's a small airport. This is our first Pinot Gris from this particular vineyard. It's 100% tank fermented, so no oak, no malolactic fermentation. Our style is just a little bit higher acidity, usually around 0.65 to 0.68. Residual sugar is 0.2 is considered dry. We're typically right around 0.1. But I always tell people with our Pinot Gris, think spicy Thai prawn.
Stop right there. Well, we'll get a couple dishes going in that vein, and we'll have some spring rolls to begin with. Nice and crunchy, and get that sauce going. Let's open that Pinot.
Pinot Noirs right now, we typically do a couple of Pinot Noirs. We've got one we call it our Anderson Valley. That's a combination of fruit from our vineyard at 1,200 foot elevation, and then the Farrington Vineyard, which is down at the end of town here at Valley Floor. It's typically from our vineyard, it's Pomard 115, Vaudensville, and 2A clones. And then from Farrington, we get 777 and 115 as well.
Well, you know, it's fascinating to take a couple different vineyards and different sites here in the valley. Each mile is a different nuance into the wine, and it really does add to your enjoyment of the wines and perfect food wines. And that second Pinot you're talking about.
Second Pinot comes from a vineyard called the Marguerite Vineyard. It's at 1,500 foot elevation on the Holmes Ranch up above Miller Hanley's winery. This vineyard is sometimes the bane of my existence. It's at 1,500 foot elevation. The vines are 40 years old. It was originally planted as Chardonnay in 74 and budded over to Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris in 94, but it's surrounded by redwoods. So it creates its own atmosphere, which is makes it very susceptible to mildew. In 2011, because of the weather, we got 190 gallons off the entire vineyard. So we made a rosé, and if we could have sold that rosé for $500 a bottle, we might have broken even.
You got to realize that some of these sites, they are a challenge, and Pinot Noir is the challenge. And some of this weather here can be a challenge. So you take all those challenges and put it together, and there is going to be some ups and downs. But single vineyard Pinot Noir is usually worth it. One of the prime reasons why it is a little bit more expensive.
Absolutely. Our style of Pinot Noir is more towards a Burgundian. We're not looking for the big, heavily extracted. Our typical is, first of all, we do about 35 to 50% whole cluster. We do not inoculate with commercial yeast. We've been working with these vineyards long enough. We know the characteristics. We know everything about them. So typically when we do the fermentation, it'll take anywhere between 17 days, sometimes up to 24 days for them to go through a slow, cool, never above 80 degrees, usually never above about 78 degree fermentation. When it's done fermentation, then we press it using an old style basket bladder press. So we get no more than typically 120 to 125 gallons out of a ton, which is very low, but we're not looking to extract a lot of fruit. I mean, we're not looking to extract every ounce of juice. We then, at pressing, we initially press into stainless steel tanks to let it settle. And after typically about 3 to 4 weeks, we then move everything, rack everything into neutral oak barrels. So now we've racked, you know, 2 or 3 times. And then once we're done, once we're happy with everything at the end of that 30-month period, we then rack everything into another stainless tank for blending and typically let it sit in that tank for anywhere between 4 and 6 months to let it truly marry. And then at that, when we're done that portion, then when we bottle, we gravity fill, we hand cork and hand label, and Pinot will typically hold back at least 6 months to let it get through bottle shock. So it's almost 3.5 years for us to release Pinot.
Folks, we are privileged to be enjoying these wines today, and some great food just came to the table. Fred and I are going to be silent here for the next few minutes. Cheers.
Thank you very much.